Vanderbilt a winner tonight, impressive over South Carolina, 96-83. We are joined by the coach of the Commodores, Coach Kevin Stallings. Well, I don't know what you said or did leading into this one, but boy, what a great start, and they never let up tonight.
Same guy that coached the game at Georgia. So before I take too much credit, I have to take all the blame. So I was proud of our team. I thought we came out with a very aggressive mindset. I told them Thursday afternoon that the most important thing that I thought we could do as a group, particularly them, was we had to get their tank back filled up, because I felt like the energy was coming out of their tank, and they really went at it hard for a couple of days, and we did shorten practice. We scaled things back quite a bit, scaled back our shoot around quite a bit today. But they came out ready and played great.
Well, and it was very physical early. And you've used this phrase before. You said, you know, you got to have a little nasty in you. And they had it tonight.
Yeah, we played physical and aggressive. And I thought we got really good performances from a lot of people. Jeff Taylor got back on, you know, the way he likes to play. And Brad was good. And Jermaine and AJ, of course, were very, very good. I thought Darshawn McClellan, for not scoring a point, really had a big impact on the game. I thought his defense and I thought his ball handling was really valuable to us tonight.
What was the key to your defense? Early on, they tried to penetrate and drive. They had very little success doing what they had done so successfully in the past.
Well, I just thought we moved our pickup point back. We moved Jermaine all the way back inside the three-point line. And I told him, I said, you know, first of all, there's no sense in going out and trying to put pressure on Downey, because you can't pressure him anyway. And I'm not talking about Jermaine. I'm talking about anybody.
Yeah.
Right.
Oh, yeah.
I'm talking about anyone. So I just moved Jermaine back inside the three-point line and told everybody else to pinch in and try to help recover on the pass. Frederick Curtis in the first half. Raleigh Ross made some shots in the second half. But other than our turnovers and their offensive rebounds in the second half, there was just not much about the game that wasn't good for us.
Take a break. More with the coach right after this. Vanderbilt a winner tonight over South Carolina, 96-83. Kevin, you come off a game where you shot your worst percentage of the season, 31, and respond by shooting your best percentage of the season, 62. How did you get that offense to turn around so quickly?
I took control of the offense, took it away from the assistant coaches, and got tired of letting them coach it. And, no, you know, Joe, honestly, it's – I mean, and you hate it because you feel like it's a dead horse at this point in the season, but it's what is coaching a young team. And you go out one day, and, I mean, do you think we tried to overhaul our system or our offense in the last 2 days? No, we didn't do a doggone thing to it. And it was, you know, we made shots from the perimeter. We got some shots. I'm not so sure that South Carolina might not have been a little fatigued from their Wednesday night game with Kentucky. But, you know, that's where you're at this point in the season. And so I can't really tell you the reason other than I can tell you one thing. When AJ goes 12 for 15, that's gonna make a big difference. So if you look at AJ's attempts and his conversion rate, I think there's a big answer for you.
How much of it? Well, you talked about freeing guys up, you know, to shoot, though. Tell them to go ahead and don't be tentative. And if you take one and miss it, take another one if it's a good shot.
Well, you know, I just felt like we had some guys that had become somewhat tentative. And I think in an effort to do what they thought I wanted them to do, they were not doing what they were supposed to be doing. And so I just tried to convey to them that I needed them to be aggressive and free and get after somebody, and that's what they did, and they did it for 40 minutes.
I know it's only one game, but what does this do for you?
Oh, I don't know. It gets the bad taste of Wednesday out of my mouth, I guess. You know, you asked for me. I'm assuming you mean for our team. Yeah. I would imagine that the players all feel the same way. You know, there's certainly some encouragement from this because, you know, we've had some struggles, but this certainly gives us encouragement and motivation as we go forward. And you know, Jeff Jackson, my very able-bodied assistant that now is at Furman, he used to talk about getting out of the season clean. And I'd never heard that expression or the notion before. But there's nothing worse than not getting out of a season clean. And, for instance, even though last year we had a lot of success, we really didn't get out clean, as we say.
The way it ended, right?
Yeah, the way it ended. And so maybe this gives us an opportunity to somehow make a run here at the end of the season and give us an opportunity to get out clean, as Jeff would have said, whenever that is. I mean, you don't know when it's going to end, yeah. But you know at that point when you've made it clean. And so, you know, you hate to go into the off season for your fans, and but most of all for your players, feeling like, you know, gosh, I hated the way that he ended or whatever. And so you really fight hard against that happening.
All right, thanks a lot.
All right, Joe.
We'll have more right after this.